We did a telephone survey of 853 adults in Springfield during April, the period April 2nd through the 22nd. And we had some quality of life indicators that we've asked in the past, and we wanted to check on them again. And we also wanted to pose a few questions about the casino and the opening that's coming up.
And you found that you found that people are generally more optimistic, more bullish on the city of Springfield than they were in your earlier survey?
What we found when we asked people, do you think the local economy in Springfield will be better, worse, or about the same 5 years from now? We found a significant number, 59%, said they expect the economy of Springfield to be much or somewhat better 5 years from now. And that's a dramatic improvement over current assessments of the economy. We're only about 28-29% say the Springfield economy is excellent or good.
And the cause for this optimism is what?
So we could link this to opinions about the casino as opposed to specifying a causal order here. There is a strong statistical connection between economic optimism and support for the casino. What we know is that the city supports the casino right now by a margin of 61% to 26%. And among those supporters, fully two-thirds, 67%, expect the economy in Springfield to be much or somewhat better in 5 years. So there's a strong overlap between economic optimism and support for the casino in Springfield.
How do people rate Springfield as a place to live?
We've seen some improvement in that regard as well. We saw 56% of the sample, so more than half, rate the city of Springfield as an excellent or good place in which to live. And that's up from 44% the last time we posed the question in 2010. So we've seen some increase in favorable opinion about living in Springfield.
What did the poll find? What did the poll identify as the biggest problem in Springfield?
What we found was that crime and public safety remain the biggest concerns among respondents in Springfield, and that was true the last time that we asked this question in 2010. But it has shifted somewhat. 41% of respondents in our latest survey pointed to crime compared to 60% 8 years ago. But what has emerged is significant concern about the opioid crisis in Springfield. About 14% of the sample pointed to that as a concern in terms of the most important problems facing Springfield today.
But a majority of the respondents no longer say crime. So that is pretty significant, wouldn't you say?
I would say that. And we continue to see also a concern for the economy, jobs, and economic development. But we are seeing some shifts in attitudes about crime in Springfield. There's no question about that. We had also asked, how would you rate the efforts of the city in combating crime, excellent, good, only fair, or poor. And what we have found was that while there's still work to be done, there was improvement. 41% of respondents to our survey rated the city excellent or good in combating crime, and that's up from 28%. That's a 13-point increase 8 years ago. Now, in fairness, 56%, still a majority, say the city is only doing a fair or poor effort at combating crime, and those numbers are much higher among people of color. 69% of Hispanics and 67% of African Americans said that, compared to only 50% of white residents. So Springfield still has a fair amount of work to do in combating crime, but the numbers are improving, the perceptions are improving.
Another area where the poll identified room to improve is with the public schools.
That's true. We didn't see a whole lot of movement here. 40% rated the Springfield Public Schools as excellent or good, compared to 35% in 2010. We've got a margin of sampling error of plus or minus 4.9%, so there isn't a meaningful difference between those two numbers. And we're still seeing a majority of respondents, 53%, saying that Springfield Public Schools are only doing a fair or poor job. So there is need for improvement there.
Were there differences of opinion regarding Springfield when it comes to men versus women, young versus old, white versus non-white?
There were. In terms of economic optimism, men tended to be more optimistic than women. Men also tended to be more likely to support the casino project than women, and we've seen that in past polling as well. Young people were more likely to support the casino. People of color were generally more critical of the city, although Hispanic respondents in particular are the most optimistic group when we talk about the future of the economy in Springfield.